Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And Stone, this is one of my favorites. This is a food that rocks slash what's happening in the culinary world in Atlanta special with our friend Sky Estroff. How are you doing, Sky?
Thanks for having me here. So excited.
It's always a treat because you're bringing somebody who is doing something special here in the Atlanta food world. Who do you got today?
Today, I have John Smith from Rise Artisan Pizza and Salads.
Good afternoon,
John.
Guys.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Is that your real name? That must have been tough growing
it
up.
It is, but I didn't marry Pocahontas.
So, oh, too bad.
What was it like growing up with the name John Smith?
Oh, man, a lot of jokes. Pocahontas jokes. That's really your name. And prom night was difficult.
What is it like on Google? Like, can you be found on Google?
I can. You know, I actually had my identity stolen once. So I always
really?
Had,
wow. Your identity? Yes, out of John, all the John Smiths in the world, yours got stolen.
It came to me somehow. So I always put a D, John D now.
John D. Smith. There you go.
I apologize for not adding the letter in between your names. I will do that from
I'll
now on.
I'll forgive you on that.
John D. Smith is here.
There you go. Yeah.
Now, Sky, this Food That Rocks event you have coming up, when it's coming up quick, huh?
So quick. I can't believe it's already April right now, honestly. It's Saturday, May 6th. So the day after Cinco de Mayo, when you're feeling like you need a second run of things.
Seis de Mayo.
We're extending the holidays a little longer. So, and not just limiting to Mexican food either,
That's right.
There will be tequila there. So it's going to be really fun.
And then that event is, it's kind of like you guys run Taste of Atlanta, and that's kind of like a little sampling and you pay per taste almost, but this is different, right?
Yes. This is your ticket coming with every food and drink
all the tastes you can muster
unlimited
up, right?
Some may say. Yes. So it's a little bit dangerous as a consumer because you can come in and
you're warning people, so it's okay.
Right. It's fine. And if it's free, it's free of calories, like I always
say.
That's
how I look at it. You have to walk around, right?
Yeah.
Nobody pushes you on a cart around to each of the tables.
Yes. Or I guess in this case, it's not free, but it's all inclusive.
Right.
So that helps with everything. And there's live music. We have a DJ. It's going to be really fun.
And so it's one price and it's all you can consume.
Yes, with 25 Sandy Springs restaurants and the best of the best, we think. Our restaurant coordinator did an awesome job bringing in the best restaurants in Sandy Springs.
And John, your restaurant Rise has just opened here in Sandy Springs just, a month or so ago?
Close, yeah. So we are going into our sixth week. Uh-huh. We are at the corner of Roswell Road and Hammond Drive.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
And you're the first kind of restaurant in that new space.
Yes. So we have about 230-something apartments above us right there. So that's going to be, once they fill up, that's a sort of a built-in clientele
there.
Yeah, exactly.
And I live in the neighborhood, and I've been there several times before I even knew that you were able to bring John in here,
Sky. No way. So. You know, it was so funny. And John D. Smith, I don't know if you know this or not. Kim, you know. But last week, we celebrated with Taste of Atlanta getting over 10,000 Instagram followers, which is pretty cool these days.
Yes, that's a big deal.
And so we went to Rise and made a pizza that said 10 on it and posted that as our big debut of 10,000 followers. So Rise is where it's at. It's the cool spot to put up on Instagram.
Right. And the food is great, but I also want to commend the service. And I know that that's an important thing for you, John, when you're in this, you've been in this
absolutely
business, and that's an important component. It's the hospitality part of the hospitality business, right?
That's exactly right. You know, food is a restaurant. You got to have great food, else you just won't exist.
That's a given.
It's a given. So it's table stakes, as I say. The key thing is, how do we get guests to come back, right, and feel a part of not just eating food, but what I say, when people go out to eat, they're celebrating something.
Right.
Everything in our lives, we celebrate either some getting married, somebody's passing away,
somebody's getting
a baby, somebody's Cinco de Mayo, need a drink, whatever it is. Right?
Or says.
Right. So people are doing something. So our thing is, how do we make sure that we don't interfere with that memory, that we don't screw it up in some way, whether it's get the food out late, the food's not the right temp, whatever it is. So we take that to heart. Now, we're not perfect, but we strive to be perfect, and that's our motto.
Now, here's a hero story I mentioned to you earlier. I was there with my family last minute. We decided to go. There's valet parking underneath the building. Mm-hmm. So we pull in last second. I realize nobody has any cash tip the guy after the thing, right? So then, since it is a brand new building, there's not a, like ATM. It's not that convenient to go and find cash there. So we go, you know what? Let's go in. We'll go to the restaurant. We'll ask the server, hey, you know, can I pay extra and then just give me a couple bucks? And the guy's like, no, sorry, we can't do it. And this was one of the managers, I believe his name is Kevin. Mm-hmm. He's like, but I'll tell you what, here's $2. And he just opened up his wallet and gave me $2.
Oh my gosh.
Right? How awesome is that? When does that happen?
That I have never heard a story exactly like that. And right. I go out to eat every day.
I know. I was like, man, that is, I'm gonna remember that.
That's
and
commendable.
Then you booked this show, and then bam, I got to share it.
He didn't realize how
big of a deal that was, but that was $2 well spent.
No, I appreciate that. And I've talked about the hospitality. The way you do that, just hire great people.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Who care about guest experience. And mm-hmm. Kevin is one of our best team leads, and he cares. So I'm not surprised that he did that.
Now, your background, John, is not exactly kind of food-centric, right? No. You've run the gamut of a lot of different things, but how'd you get into the world of restaurants?
Yeah, great. No, I've been in retail probably about 15 years, so I've learned how to run multiple locations and develop sort of retail locations, which restaurant is basically retail at the end of the day. But I went into hospitality with Caesars Entertainment. So I've been there for about 5 or 6 years. And there I ran large resorts with 15, 20 restaurants on the property. And along with that, we developed restaurant concepts. So
you did develop your own original...
Yeah, the great thing about Caesars, when you are a regional president, you run a bunch of properties, you sort of get capital budget to create... You got to fill up your destination. So
uh-huh. Wow.
One of the things was creating restaurants. So we had done that
How do you do that?
You know, first, I think it always comes down to the guests. What is it in the marketplace? Like when I was in Louisville, Kentucky, most recently, great food town. The question was, what is it missing in Louisville? Big bourbon area,
right?
A lot of restaurants sold bourbon. So we said, how do we create a concept that has burgers, barbecue, and bourbon? And we had 170 different type of bourbons. So we wanted to make sure that if you came to Louisville, and we were across in Indiana, we had to give people a reason to cross the river. And we said 172 bourbons for people across the river.
But do you target, do you start looking at the demographics? Do you get price point? Like, what's the order of things when you're coming up with a concept?
The market. What do consumers, what's missing in the marketplace? Mm-hmm. And then what can we own? That's how we thought about it. You come to Rise Pizza and you say, well, there's pizza everywhere.
Right.
It's pizza.
I mean, you opened across the street of a pizza place.
There's a couple of pizza places around close to us. But we think we have a unique perspective on pizza. Like I could eat pizza every single day. So the passion for pizza comes from me. Mm-hmm. I've lived in Italy. I've lived in Spain. I've lived in probably 15 states across the U.S. And I actually spent 4 days traveling California looking, tasting pizza. So our pizza's thin, crispy, really high quality ingredients. And that is what we put forth. We're not Neapolitan, which is a very different type of pizza. We're not Chicago style. We're not New York style, even though I grew up in the Northeast. So we start with making amazing pizza. And then after that, we have an amazing sort of beverage program around it. We think pizza is the ultimate communal food. You think about it. You can't eat pizza and be mad.
No.
You can't.
Absolutely.
You can't eat pizza by yourself, right? So if you walk in with a great pizza, if I guarantee I walk down the hallway and people see a pizza box, they're going to want a slice, mm-hmm. right? And then we say sangria is the ultimate communal beverage. And so we put those together and we wrap a few other things around it. And that's what makes us unique.
And then you built out the rest of the menu. How?
Well, first of all, we started with that pizza and salads. That's the core of what we do. Then we start talking about, like, what about the people who may not want pizza on that trip? And we really wanted our concept to be sort of your local restaurant. This is my place. Like you mentioned, you've been 6 times. That's mm-hmm. what we want. Well, if you're going to go 6 times, you got to have some other things other than just pizza. So we rounded out with some small plates. We've got some amazing small plates at Food That Rocks. We'll have our cauliflower out there, mm-hmm. which is amazing, charred cauliflower. And also we have our pork roast meatballs. We're going to be out there as well. But we have some great hummus that I'm not a hummus eater. But when our chef made this hummus, I became a hummus eater because I love our hummus. And what's different about it? Hummus in the U.S. is usually almost like peanut butter, very heavy.
Right.
Ours is authentic Lebanese hummus, so it's very light, very
that
different
tahini
taste.
Base.
Yeah, so yes. It's very, very good.
That creaminess.
Number one seller, though, is our charbroiled wings.
Right.
So we have no fryers, no microwaves, no freezers in our restaurant. So everything's fresh. So people wonder, how do you create these wings that taste so good with this crispiness? You have a fryer. That's our secret. How we
it's
make
in
that.
The pizza oven, right?
No. It's a secret.
Secret.
How we do that.
Back in John's office in the back somewhere.
Exactly. Right. Now we have an amazing chef, Eddie Russell, and he's figured out a way with our equipment to create these amazing wings without frying them.
So now, are there other rises around town?
There are. So there's our first was Ponce Highland. That's on the right off Ponce Highland and North Highland Avenue down in town. The second one is Roswell. We just opened. And we have a third one on the way, actually.
And then are you looking to franchise or you're looking to
bunch of them? No, you know, franchise is a great concept if you want to grow fast and you don't have capital. Mm-hmm. For us, we said, let's grow smartly and deliberately so we could make sure we control our quality. And then from a capital standpoint, we're really well funded. So we really don't have to franchise.
So you can be patient.
Exactly.
And in the Sandy Springs location, you have an interesting way of dealing with your customers. They come in and you order first and then you go sit down and you can order more and then they add it to the bill and you pay at the end.
Correct. So that's been unique for people. And I always ask people, how's that experience? Right. And it throws people off initially because they're saying, wait a minute, I didn't know this was sort of a concept that you order up front. Then we say, but you don't have to pay up front. And they go, oh, okay. So why do we do that? One, we have some amazing food, some amazing culinary that's going on with our food. And that takes a bit of time to do. So we want our kitchen to be as efficient as possible. Mm-hmm. And so we can get you this amazing food. We can get it to you relatively quickly. We can keep it at the price point that we have. So we have to make some trade-offs. So we said, hey, let's make the order process up front. You come in, you don't have to pay, but we like to get your order in so the kitchen knows you're there. And we start working on that. You find your seat in a restaurant, anywhere you want to sit, give you a little pager, you sit down at a table, and we know where you are. At that point, it becomes like a full-service dining experience at that point. So we have servers, we have people, we have hospitality team members who will add to your order, add alcohol or beverage. You ever been to an order up front place and you pay, but now you want another beer? You got to get up and go back in line.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what happens normally, you say, I don't really need that. I'll pass on that. So this way, we allow you to add to your order. And then if you're ready to check out, any of our team members can check out tableside. We have an amazing app that nobody in the country has, actually, where you can use your phone. And we have beacon technology and RFID technology in our restaurant that your receipt will come up in your phone with no intervention. Add your credit card just like Uber Pay.
Wow.
You push pay and you walk out and you're done.
So part of the reason of having the order up front is to get that order going. So it gets you out the door faster if you want, especially like lunchtime or
busy
exactly times.
Right. We talk about you can go as fast as you want to go. Mm-hmm. If you want to come at lunch and you get in, get out, you order, open our app, pay, you're done. You eat 30 minutes, you walk out. If you want to come for dinner and you want to sit a while with your family, have a carafe of sangria and sit for an hour, no problem at all because you can just use one of our team members to pay.
Good stuff. Well, Sky.
Makes it easy.
I know.
Easy peasy. Pizza, something, something. I'm still stuck on the fact that you got to just eat pizza for four straight days.
Well, you know what? I said, all my kids, I have four kids. They all love pizza. Mm-hmm. And they just think it's so cool in their minds. We can eat pizza for free. I'm like, well, it's not technically free, but you're close. Yeah, to them, exactly right.
Every meal's free, isn't it? Or you charge them at home.
They have chores to do.
So at the event, you have Rise going to be there. And have you decided what you're going to bring? Cauliflower?
Yeah, so we're going to have two things. We're going to have our charred cauliflower. And then we're going to have our pork meatballs.
Oh, the meatballs are great. And I've had those. The wings I've had as well. Can't pull off the wings, right? Because you have that secret way of making them. You can't.
Yeah, so
you have a driver running back and forth, right?
We actually wanted to bring our sangria, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. But it was sort of logistically sort of difficult to do that.
Now, what are some of the other restaurants that are coming and what are some of the other things that they're bringing? Do you know?
Well, we've got about 25 other restaurants, so a lot of great places. Someone who is debuting at Food That Rocks is Kaiser's Chocolate House.
Yeah, excited
so
about that.
So the new Kevin Rathbun, Peter Kaiser collaboration.
Is that his first time outside the perimeter? I don't know. Is he allowed outside the perimeter?
I guess he is now. He makes his own rules, and he's coming to Food That Rocks. So we're really excited to see them at our event. Mm-hmm. And we have some returners like Hammocks. When we had Jason Sheets on from last segment, and Under the Cork Tree, which is his other sister concept restaurant. Right. Have you been there
before? I have.
Okay.
Delicious.
You've really eaten through Sandy's Ridge.
Yes, I have.
I mean, six times at Rise. I'm really impressed by that.
No, it's because my kid, who's 19, loves it.
And it's free for him, too.
It's free for him, too. He's on that same program.
He's like, Dad, let's go.
So I'm on the menu right now. I want to know what you've been having.
We've had several of the pizzas. We had the white pizza. Is that, you don't call it a white pizza. It's called
the Bianca.
Bianca.
Yeah.
And delicious. And we had, you have a, it's kind of your version of margarita pizza.
Right, the Rosso.
Right. Had that. I had the barbecue chicken. Mm-hmm.
And did you and Max dive into the Morbella Sangria?
Did not have the sangria.
I bet Max did.
Max did not have the sangria. And had the meatballs, had the wings, had the, he loves that chicken.
The pesto
sandwich.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We covered the menu pretty good.
You're
pretty good.
An expert pretty good. Eater.
I'm not bluffing here that I've really been there.
Like, I always have the problem where if I find a dish that I love, then I have a hard time not ordering it the next time I come back. So you're really an expert.
No, this is our family strategy when we go to a new restaurant.
Okay, let's hear it. Okay?
And I recommend this to other people. The first time you go, everybody orders different things. Okay. And I order appetizer. I want a big variety of things. So I know.
Menu.
So I can identify with the one thing I'm going to end up getting over and over again.
Okay.
But the first round, we went there and we each ordered a different entree and we all shared it. And then we're like, wow, this is one of the few restaurants that we all liked what we ordered and everybody liked what everybody else ordered. Because not every restaurant, you don't.
I understand that.
About 1,000 like that.
But one thing you talked about. Our menu, I don't know if you noticed, we have category pricing. So every category is priced the same to promote what you just talked about. If you want small plate, everything's $7. Mm-hmm. So you can try different ones without saying like, that's $9, that's $10, that's $7. So we wanted to take price out of it and just try them all.
Yeah, and we haven't been for lunch. This was all dinner stuff. So I don't know, you have lunch specials?
We have an amazing lunch special, actually. It is, you can get a 8-inch pizza, which is our lunch pizza. You can get a flatbread or a sandwich. Pair that with a super salad for $10.
Wow.
Amazing. So that you get that sandwich you talked about and a super salad for $10.
Man.
John D, just look out. I'm going to be there every day.
Come through, please.
He's coming with me.
I have for sure.
And Stone too, right?
Well, I just canceled tomorrow's midday show.
Perfect.
And then another cool thing is when you order too much, which happens, their to-go box is not a conventional, like mini pizza box. It's like kind of more rectangular.
Yeah, we have a few to-go boxes and all our to-go material are fully sustainable. Mm-hmm. And we thought hard and long about that material to make sure that we don't take away from the environment as well. So thank you for noticing that.
Yes, I do.
A little bit of California inspiration, I guess.
Can't help himself.
Sustainability.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So we're going to do this again, right, Scott?
Oh, yeah. Would be happy to come back. Talk all things food.
And John, if somebody wants to go to Rise website for you guys.
Yeah, so www.riseartisanpizza.com.
And that's R-I-Z-E. And the I is upside down.
Exactly right.
Right.
Have you ever looked at our logo?
Exclamation point.
Look at our logo.
Like pink.
There's a hidden mark in our logo. Do you see it?
I don't have it in front of me.
It's a pizza slice.
I see it.
You see it?
Yes. I'm looking at your notepad right now.
There you go.
Where is it? Let me see.
You see a pizza slice?
No. Where? Oh, there you go.
There you
Very
go.
Good.
Yeah, you ever see like the
you
FedEx
pay extra
arrow?
For that? For that logo company?
Yeah, right.
You and Abby told me, because your wife is a marketing, there's a name for this. You used the word the other day on me.
That's different. I'll tell you off air. It's a long conversation.
There's something along these same lines that you were trying to explain to me about.
I'll tell them all off air.
Okay.
And Sky, if somebody wanted to learn more about Food That Rocks.
Foodthatrocks.org. All spelled the normal way.
Now, is there a limited number of tickets to this, or is it just like we're going to cram everybody under those tents?
Well, it will cap out when we get to about 1,000 people. Right. So we're getting there. Get your tickets now. The prices are going up by a couple dollars next Monday, April 24th.
And it's about $50. I know that some restaurants are offering like deals.
Yes. Right? And Rise, do you know your ticket promo code?
I don't actually.
It's Rise.
Oh, it's Rise.
So,
hey, there you go.
If you use the code RISE when you're checking out with your tickets, then you get $5 off Your Food That Rocks tickets. And we have a VIP first taster ticket, and that'll also apply with the
right.
Rise
and
code.
That's a few dollars more to get that.
It is.
And then what happens for that VIP? What do you get? Like, they lay in like 5 minutes early or something?
An hour, actually.
Wow. I could do some damage in it.
I know. You get the food before anybody else and the drinks. Yeah. Bars are less crowded.
And then there's going to be music all night long, right?
Yes. We have a band, The Biffs, and DJ Bretzky, who used to be like my college DJ. I brought him on. We're going to have fun. We're going to make Sesta Mayo a big deal. So he's going to be there, too.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for organizing this.
Thank you for having us. We're so excited to be here.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.